Okay, so we are up to Maseches Beitza, Perek Hey, Mishnah Dala, Chapter 5, Mishnah 4. And as we said last time, the final few Mishnahs of the Perek and of the Masechta will have to do with Tuchum, both Shabbos Yantav Tuchum. So it says the Mishnah as follows, Mishnah Dala, HaShoel Kli, Mechavir, Omeirav Yom Tov. Let's say a person borrows a Kli, borrows a utensil from his friend before Yantav. So what's the status? What is the status regarding Tuchum vis-a-vis the Kli? So you borrow the Kli from the friend before Yantif. It has the Tuchum of the borrower because it was in the borrower's possession at the beginning of Yantif when the Tuchum is basically determined. So the borrower determines the Tuchum of this Kli that is borrowed before Yantif. But if you borrow something on Yantif itself, then it has the Tuchum of the lender because it was in the lender's possession when Yantif began. Ha'isha she'sha'ala mechaverta tablinu So if on Yantif, let's say, a woman borrowed from her friend, like let's say spices for some food, or she borrowed water or salt for her dough, any of these things, they meaning the food or the dough that she makes with these ingredients, has the tuchum of both the lender and the borrower, both her friend and herself. Why? Because the food or the dough is a mixture of both her ingredients and the ingredients of the other person. So therefore, and again, those ingredients belong to the other person when Yantif began, so therefore it has the restrictions both of both their tuchum and it can only be moved where their tuchum and overlap. Again, because there's basically ingredients that are owned by both of them, so therefore it has the chumras of both of them regarding their tuchum. It could only be in the overlapping tuchum. Rabbi Huda poter b'mayim mibnei she'in b'hen mamash. So Rabbi Huda says, okay, this is true, I agree with you, except for water. Water is excluded from this restriction because it doesn't have any, like, mamashas. It doesn't have any, like, real substance, meaning that, like, water, like, but loses its substance when it becomes absorbed into the dough, so therefore it doesn't have its own tuchum. So therefore the dough has only the tuchum of the person who owns the dough and not the tuchum of the one who gave the water. Okay, Mishnah Hey Hagacheles Kiragli Habalim, a burning coal. So what would you say the halacha is regarding the tuchum of a burning coal? So again, Hagacheles Kiragli Habalim, a burning coal has the tuchum of its owner. So the person who owned this coal at the beginning of Yantif, so that burning coal has the tuchum of the owner. So again, even if someone else takes this burning coal, then it still has the tuchum of the owner, the person who owned it going into Yantif. V'shal heves b'chol makom. But a flame is not true. A flame could be moved anywhere, meaning that what? Since a flame isn't like a tangible object, it isn't subject to the laws of tuchum at all, and so therefore, if let's say someone took a flame, so how do you take a flame? So that means you have a candle, and you bring your candle over to this flame over here that someone else owns. So you don't say that this flame now has to be restricted to their tuchum, even though they quote unquote owned this flame before Yantif going into Yantif. If you took the flame by lighting your candle from another person's flame, then the candle isn't limited to the tuchum of the flame's original owner, and so you could bring it wherever the person who has this candle can now bring it wherever wherever his tuchum limits are. Just a quick parenthetical point. It seems like it's not that the flame actually is limited to this guy's tuchum. By definition, it is because it's part of the candle. But it seems like technically, if somehow the flame were on its own, the flame is not subject to the laws of the tuchum at all because it's not really like a tangible object. So again, anyway, so this guy takes a candle, he lights his candle from this guy's flame. So this candle now can be moved within the person who did this is tuchum and not the one who originally quote unquote owned the flame at the beginning of Yantif. Gacheles Shell hektish moalinba. So now a few more differentiations between coal and the flame. Nothing to do with tuchum right now. So gachelas shel hektish moalinba. That a person who uses a burning coal of hektish, that's part of the hektish, for his own purposes, he will violate the iser of meila of using hektish for his own personal purposes. So again, because the burning coal is like a tangible object, so if he uses that, that it belongs to Hekdesh, and he uses this, so he violates Me'ila. When it comes to a flame of Hekdesh, so truthfully, a person cannot benefit from it. When we say a person can't benefit from it, we mean like Midarabban, and a person shouldn't light their candle from a flame that belongs to Hektish. However, he doesn't commit a me'ila because at the end of the day, it's not really a tangible object. And then finally, the Mishnah has two final things. Hamotzi gachelus l'rishus harabim chayiv, a person who moves a burning coal from a rishus hayachid to a rishus harabim, he is chayiv because he did hotzah. Mishal heves putter, but a person who does moves a flame, he is putter because, again, it's not a tangible object. What does it mean, move a flame? So it seems like he fanned the flame over from the rishus hayachid to the rishus harabim. So this is putter. And then finally, the last rule is bor shel yachid kiragli hayachid, that when you take water from a well that's owned by, the well is privately owned by one person, so this water has the tchum of that person, so that makes a lot of sense. Vishal anshe osa ha'ir kiragli anshe osa ha'ir, and the water that you take from a well that's jointly owned by all the people of the town, so it has the same status, it has the same tchum of all the people of the town. What's the tchum of all the people of the town? Well, we know it's 2,000 amos from the town's borders, so that's what this water has the status of, from this jointly owned well. V'shal ole bavel karagle hamemali. And when you take water from a public well, this public well, the specific one that we're talking about is one that's dug by travelers, people who go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael for Aliyah L'Regel. So if you take water from this well, that's used by travelers, so it has the tchum of the one who draws the water, because at the end of the day, this water is considered hefker, so therefore the water itself develops the tchum of the one who drew it out. So that brings us to the end of Mishnah Hey. God willing, next time we'll continue with the Mishnah above, but for now we'll stop.